Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. For only 1 minute, can you just open your mouth and speak in the spirit for just a minute? Karoske da kadita de barada da hadesa. Ili garante taramande kasire kesha. Ia ato baradeske vira antonala. Come on, let me hear the cry. Somebody le korate re re basha. Ipare ya ante re re le kada. Nikali baha zita da baba. Zia ante re re. Imaho koli mene misi ante re re le maho. Rada baha de ya ashka. Rada baha zibrantini mikho. Shada baha ya. Ima ante re re le misi. Rada da 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 baha de ya ashka. Ali baha shari baha ziri briyando lo lo moko. Ali bali baro shanta da baba. Brazantini mini mikho. Hallelujah askala la la pari broho shade rebesente ratoli mini mi ante hallelujah askala ba remahasa shada la ba area ali mi ko shada bahaya li para la ba sia ante rato si pandi braha sanda da baba rapari askala la ba ikala la ba si pranti sa ba area askala la ba shada la ba ya i ante ne sa ta la ba area askala ba panta rapari Tabaria Askilaba, Rapanaba Pantana, Paria Askalaba Pantana, Rapanaba Pantana, Yantana, Yakapari Banaba Pantua, Raposi Antana, Lavapa, Haragaraba Ashanta, Rapali Menemiata, Siala Toliata, Ayala Bahashi Antana, Limaria, Rapa, Rapani Bapa, Akinimis Antana Bapa, Akalibana, Pali. Mahasanta la la baba, prantoni mene mi antana la basi ante, akoli mene mi antosa.
Father, we ask your hand of blessing upon this convention this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will prosper our enterprise and cause. We will be careful to return all the glory to you and you alone in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Whilst we are still standing, let me read you Luke the 19th chapter, 11th to the 13th verse. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to through to 13. The Bible said, as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem and because they thought that the kingdom of God should appear immediately. And Jesus said, a certain noble man went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. That particular verse, verse number 13, I would love us to look at it in few versions. Let's start with the Amplified Version and let's see what the Bible said. Calling 10 of his own bond servants, he gave them 10 minas equal. Went to, read from there, equal to about 100 days wages and nearly $20, and said unto them, buy and sell with these while I go and then return. While I go and then return. As maybe NLT. Look at how verse number 13 was captured in that version. Behold, he left and called together 10 of his servants and divided among them among them 10 pounds of silver, saying, invest this for me while I am gone. Maybe the Message version of the Bible. It said, but first he called 10 of his servants, gave them each a sum of money, and instructed them, operate as welcome my father, Reverend Stanley, also operate with this. I don't know any other version you want to give me. Last one, possibly any. All right.
Before he left, he called 10 servants and gave them each a gold coin and told them, see what you can do. See what you can. And with this while I am gone. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. I welcome all our friends and brothers who are watching us online. We will want to thank God. Those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, also watching on YouTube, we want to welcome you to our Business Breakfast Convention. It's a great honor and a blessing to have all of you here. You know, on behalf of my fathers, I salute you greatly. Let me thank God for my father, Papa Steve, for the opportunity and honor. I don't joke with this platform. Since the day I stood on this platform, everything changed. I want to thank God for your leadership. It's inspired. Oh, you can clap, please. Yeah. Everything just turned. Thank you so much. I really appreciate my father, Reverend Stanley Mensah. I want to say, Papa, thank you. I really appreciate the honor and love you dearly. I really, really honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One of the things, you know, I'm going to be very brief so that we can have the time to prophetically prophesy over tokens of enterprises. I thank God the way my founders are really pushing and advocating Christian businesses to come up. Because when you go into, like I said the last time when I was here, when you look at business in general, you realize that if you go to the business environment, it is a very hostile environment. Yeah, say if you are not solid or solidly rooted in Christ, you'll be cutting corners doing all manner of things because it is allowed in the business environment. You will, you know, do all kinds of things where you believe that is normal. And at the end of the day, the blessings of God will elude you. And I thank God that we can have something like that, a forum where we can have discourse and dialogue and talk business from God's spectacle. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a blessing. I mean, like I said the last time, I was telling Papa Stanley that everything CEM does is some kind of new pioneering thing. It's not, the body of Christ is not doing it. We are like a pace setting, a trend setting, that leads the way. Adia with me, uno biwa baby. Yeah, anybody you see me doing this, copy it from here, definitely. You know, so we thank God that we can bring like-minded people together, and in the name of the Lord, we can have a very good dialogue and discourse. What I have realized with the Christian, most of the Christian people that are in business is that oftentimes we tend to mix faith with thinking. Maybe let me put it in a proper sense. We have allowed faith to take the place of thinking. We have allowed faith. We have misplaced the place of faith. And we have closed the doors of thinking. But I realize that God is a deep thinker. A very deep thinker. If there is anything, you know, we will want to expostulate this morning. And I am not condescending like a smart guy or anything. I'm just teaching God's word, you know, this morning. So just let's follow the precepts of the word of the Lord. It amazes me, you know, the other time when Philemon, Paul was writing to Philemon, and he said in chapter 1, verse number 14, he said, but without your mind, I will do nothing. Without your mind, I will do nothing. That means that the mind is a powerful engine. I am going to stay with the mind in this very short, you know, presentation. The mind, the mind of a human being is a very powerful force. You know, we see a replica of the mind in a lot of things. We see a replica of the mind in the engines of a car. We see a replica of the mind of the motherboard of a computer. We see a replica of the mind. The human being is trying to imitate the mind, what God created and placed in us, because the mind is a very powerful force. When I look in the book of Genesis and I look how the pioneers of everything that we can talk about, the sons of the descendants of Cain, and they go on. When I look at Genesis chapter 4 from verse number 19, the Bible said Lamech took two wives. The name of one was Adah, the other Zillah. Adah bel Jabal. He was the father of all them that dwelt in tents and such that had cattle. Watch that. Adah, you know, is giving birth to children, and the children, the first boy by the name Jabal, you know, the Bible said he was the father. Go to verse number, you know, the next verse, verse number 20. He was the father of all them that, you know, let me read from here. He was Adah bear Jabal. He was the father of all such as dwelt in tent and all that had cattle. In other words, he was a father of construction, architecture, ambience. He was the founding father of, you know, not just that, all them that had cattle. He was also the father of, you know, all them that did agriculture and people that were into manufacturing and turning raw material into processed products. And so this Jabal was the father of rice crispies and Kellogg's and, you know, conflicts. He was the father of all that did you know, SMA and Cow and Gates and Cerilac and Latogene, and he was the father of all them that had all that kind of thing, putting tomato into tomato paste and pepper into all that kind of thing, processing the raw material into something. It was not just hallelujah. He was not just hallelujah. It was not just hallelujah. He had the mind to put stuff together. He was the father of construction, ambience. When I look at the magnificent edifice that we are sitting in right now, as I was coming, I look at the edifice, you know, and I could see a tinker is in place. When you come to this church, the first thing you can realize is somebody is in charge. I wish His Excellency the President can gather, and this has been one of my prayer. You know, I am so praying that His Excellency the President can gather all ministers of, say, cabinet ministers, ambassadors representing this country in diplomatic services, people that are serving as MCEs and DCEs, and people that are even MPs together, so that we can have these church fathers and mothers speak to them. Yes. Yes, we put people as honorables and they don't even do the honorable thing. Oh, I'm not going to address it here. I will take it to the W3. Don't worry. We will address it anyhow. Don't worry. We put people in places to say ambassador representing Ghana in that nation, and they are no business with diplomacy. Because these are party boys, advocates, these were communicators that spoke for the party and all stuff like that. Yeah? Because we put people who are ignorant, people who are incompetent, people who have no expertise in places. I'm telling you, this country is really struggling. I will address it on another, you know, forum. Let me deal with us as Christian leaders. Father! Of all them, he did not just come around and then just, you know, like we come to meet palm nut oil, you know, after palm nut soup, you get a little for the oil, and you need more, you sumiti. Apo boy, finish.
Others have gone a little more further. They are using the same product for fuel for the generation of electricity and so on. The last time I was here, I was talking to you about that boiler refuse is being exported from this country to Germany, to Holland, and places like that. You know, when you go to Ajinkutuku, Zoom Lion has a factory where it does sorting of refuse there. They sort plastics to papers to, you know, other garbage substances, miscellaneous. There are machines that sort out and then they recycle what they need to recycle, and then they use chemicals to refurbish the rest of the materials and export them. They ship them out of this country and go for, you know, foreign exchange as part of our GDP growth. And bring it into this country. Electricity. And you will be free of charge in this country. And don't even know what to do with it. And you know, we had doom so, and we didn't know what to be doing with it. So this guy, father, that word father means founder. The first in order who did it. First in order. Who did it? One of the things that I realized about this country is that we are copycats. There is nothing wrong in copying. But I realized that God does not replicate a thing. God will not replicate Reverend Steve Mensah. It can never happen. God is a creator of originals. Originals. Oh, I want to be like Papa Stanley. No, you will be you. You will be you. You can copy his flair. You can copy his style. You can copy. But you know, what the flair, the kind of flair, it changes the flair. It is no more the original flair. You know, they see, that is why I keep telling the people, be you, especially when it comes to preaching and all that, prophesying, you know, pulpiteering. Be you. Because when we sit down and we can see somebody else in you, And you are not being the perfect somebody else, or not. You become some gimmick mimic actor, and me huna de kro kro ano pese me kano, you know, yeah. So be you, the father first in order of its kind. Go to the next verse. Look at this one. His brother that followed after him. Interesting guy. Look at this. Let's work. So, you know, in verse number 22, the Bible said, you know, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such that handled harp and organ. First in order. The one that happened, he was a father of entertainment. He was a father of entertainment. All the people that have been ever in entertainment, we don't want to sideline anything, whether they were secular or gospel or whatever. This guy was their father. First in order, he was a thinker. He brought the idea of bringing people to the stage, lights and all that. And then, you know, we can have all these things. Do you know the inventor, the real guy who invented all these flashlights and all that kind of thing? He was a Methodist. He was part of Charles Wesley's team. When he introduced the idea to the church, they said, this is the devil's idea. But long run, we went back for it. The church, the body of Christ. When people have something, the great idea or anything, we despise it initially. But eventually, when the world have exhausted it, then we go for it. And now we begin to fight over it. Like, you know, they put all the nice lights and all that. A preacher is speaking. It is on him, a spotlight and all that. When you take photographs, when these lights are there, you know, it brings some very beautiful ambience and you know, contrast to the picture. Oh yeah. And this came as an idea, and the moment I talk about an idea, I'm talking about a thought, bringing it in present tense, thinking, to think, that power. Let's go further, you know. And Sila, the Bible said, she bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the Bible said, he was an instructor of artificery. Brass. You know that brass is an alloy, an iron. The guy was an inventor of all them that were using coal, iron to manufacture stuff. So he was, you know, the father of the people that manufactured this thing. Microphones and the materials that work on the organ and the material that creates the speakers, the material that creates the speakers and the material that creates the air conditioner. He was the people who uses fiber and glass and artificery to create television and the components that works on the television. If you wanted a gig, a big time crusade, my father is going to Christ, to the rural world, and day of help, he will need speakers and everything. He has to go and look for Tubal Cain. He was the father, the first in order to create such thing. He has had the power to think, to put together, to bring all such things together. Oh yeah, if we lose thinking, I'm telling you, we are thinking but not deep enough. We are thinking but not hard enough. We are thinking but not smart enough. If you don't believe what I'm saying, compare the Christian businesses to Muslim businesses. Let's not go there. Let's compare Christian businesses to unbelieving businesses. Apple, omo motoms. They don't pray that language. Facebook, they don't let's be very real. If you make a complaint to Facebook, I promise you, in the next 2 hours they will respond to it. Let's say that somebody has created a fake account in my name and I make a report. Within 2 hours, if it is true, they will take the fake account down. Now, Christians, make a complaint. 3 months. Oh, my father will say, I forgot. You forgot. Since in the business area, I'm telling you, our attitude towards business is unbelieving, and nice, because we are trying to say, oh, the Lord is in control. The Lord shall do. The Lord will never do anything you should do with thinking, planning, goal setting, you know, to-do list and prioritizing and all that. God will never do it. That is what we call faith. You serve him by faith. Praise God. But the Bible said, in a false balance is an abomination unto God. A just weight is his delight. In other words, God expects some equilibrium, balance. Here a little, there a little. That is how it works. And so I am going to share with you 10 concepts where, you know, we need to shift our thinking from that level to another level. 10 solid concepts. We need to share. I'm telling you, that when these days, as a young lady, if anybody wants to marry you, you should be able to look at that person's capacity to think. Men, I'm touching all. Because I realize that it is not enough to be married to a prayer warrior. It's good, but not enough. It's very good, but not enough. Oh, yeah, it's not enough. The electricity or PDS will be coming after us to disconnect electricity, and Elagaya cannot stop it. You know, Isaiah puts it, this is the prophet of God, and he was prophesying concerning this generation. Listen to what he said, you know, in Isaiah 33, verse number 6. He said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time, not his time. Our times, strength of knowledge, strength of knowledge. Look at the way strength of knowledge have taken dominance. Technology is doing everything. Very soon, most people that are civil servants, public servants, will all lose their jobs. Because softwares are taking the jobs of a lot of people. Now, most of you here are software engineers and developers. You develop things that human beings used to do. Stenographers, typewriters, you know, people, secretaries who typed things and all that. Very soon we will need them, because as I'm speaking right now, there is a software that can translate speech to text. Yeah. And very soon, you are a very skilled typewriter or typist. You are already out of business, because everybody here is a typist. Everybody sitting here knows how to type. That is where technology have raised the game too. It is, Woody Anderson said, "Hello, this is Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry. May I help you?" An automated machine will be doing that job. Yeah! So now we need to be thinking. If not, yeah, I'm telling you, I keep telling the people that in the next 10 years, most of the pulpits in this country will be replaced. I'm telling you. Nyankajwani anuyano any anointed water. Miracle water. It would disappear. The generation of our children don't have time for nonsense. I'm telling you, what do you interrogate your 6-year-old child? They don't have time for nonsense. Miracle water. I said, "What are you talking about?" These guys are thinkers. I'm telling you, huh? If you compare your age when you were 6 to your 6-year-old, the guy is far smarter than you were. And I'm telling you, before we can make sense to them from the pulpit, we must be one generation ahead of them before we can make sense of them. Because very soon, if we come to tell them, they will know that the preacher is a lunatic. These guys are different people altogether. And so let's take it for instance, 20 years, 30 years, fast forward. These guys are our church members. You better be careful what you call direction. You better be careful, because by the time you are coming, everybody should bring wachik, talia, salad. And then whilst we are eating in church, the Lord will make you eat like that. They will know that something neurotically and psychotically is wrong with me. By now they are going to finish Montessori, and then very soon they are going to, because these guys are very analytical. Whatever you put there, they analyze. They think. You know, when I see, the last time I was speaking to our Bible school, the team of evangelists that are training to be ordained very soon, I'm telling them, if you are really going to touch this generation, we cannot preach the way we used to preach. We need to raise the game. I'm telling you, because in Ipanua, about now, no, or my son was insane, and you're very sophisticated. I saw a day in sophistication. A tiate in sophistication. I come a primo in sophistication. Boninu Abano now is sophisticated. It is not just generalized sin, it has gone to iniquity. Polished iniquity, sophisticated iniquity. You know, when somebody is living with somebody, they are not married, and you calling it promiscuity, you call it sin. They are calling it cohabitation. Whilst you are calling the person you are living with an impression, now whilst you call it they are calling it my partner. I'm managing nicely. Partner, it didn't get me any pedin. They're nice, it's me any pedin. My partner. So I want to, you know, let's reason together. That is what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 1, verse number, I think it's verse number 16 or 17. He said, if you lift up your hands and increase in prayer, I think it's verse number 18, you know, come, let us reason together. That word reason together, come, let's think. God now wants to think with human beings. The Almighty God, the supernatural God, is telling you, come, let's think. unbelieving businesses are thriving. If you look at the people that are making a lot of revenues and money now, they don't have a shop anywhere. Shop says store dime anyhow. Google does not have a shop, a physical address shop. Facebook does not have a shop. Can anyone go in your shop the table as you? He says we've been here. The guys are thinking. They know you don't have time. So everything they created is on the go, in motion. You go with it. Very soon televisions will be over. Nobody will even have the time to put on TV to watch. You walking and everything. The thing is in your ears and all that. And then the television is speaking to you on your miniature screen. That is where the whole thing is going now. See, that's why the television people now is migrating with social media. Hey, I tell you, there ain't no media as powerful as social media. I'm telling you. There is no media as powerful as social media. 10 years ago, Hyundai International made a decision that all their cars will never be advertised on television. They made that decision 10 years ago. They foresaw what I'm talking about. And they took their advertisement to social media. Their sales since that time, 10 years ago, cannot be compared to sales ever. Yeah. Because from the time they took their business to social media, their sales went from there to there. Hyundai cars now have become the replacement for Toyota and Nissan. They've taken the market. They saw the thing long ago. So while these people are busy with television and radio, these guys are on social media, because how many people listen to radio now? How many people listen to watch television now? They've taken the media on in motion, on the go. If that is the case, then businessmen and women in Christian circles, we need to up our game. So we want to think, really think. The first thing I want to talk to you about is shifting status quo thinking to exceptionality thinking. Status quo. Say, this is how it's done. This is how everybody has done it. Forget about it. Status quo thinking. We need to shift from status quo thinking to exceptionality thinking. We're raising the game of thinking. I need to be exceptional. I need to be far more different from what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is doing. If you look at the way Ghanaians work, let one person discover something, everybody will go into it. Everybody, let one person go to China, everybody will go to China. Let somebody go to Dubai, everybody will be on their way to Dubai. If we are all in traffic, one person makes an overtaking, everybody starts making overtaking. Our environment is a consumer environment. We are followers more than creators. We want somebody to just lead and then we are on. All the, like this thing we are doing, I can promise you, 1 year from now, you will see a lot more churches doing it. Business breakfast meeting. The only thing that will change is the name. The name, I promise you, will change. Same concept. We will steal it and then take it and then we're doing it. Sometimes I wonder, has God run out of ideas? Number two. We need to shift scattered thinking to focused thinking. Sometimes when you look at people, scattered thinking to focused thinking. When I listen to the ideas the Christians sometimes expostulate, they have too many broad, scattered, stretched ideas. I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that, and it remains an idea. A lot of people have died with their ideas. If you are looking for, I was reading one of the books of Dr. Miles Monroe, Maximizing Your Potential. And in that book he said, if you are looking for where potential is really stockpiled,
is in the cemetery. People have died and gone with ideas. I want to start a school, but at the same time, I want to start a company that will create uniforms and sew uniforms. I want to start a company, a catering company that will feed the school. I want to start a da-da-da-da. And so at the end of the day, we are here, we are there, we are here, we are there. And at the end of the day, we are not seeing any impact and result. I keep telling my friends, you know, stop running to, I have lived, you know, abroad. I tried to start a church out of the country, so I have some a little experience about starting a church out of the country and, you know, starting a church here. And I keep telling them that my observations were very clear. Starting a church outside the country takes a long time to work. It's a waste of time. If then you want to start a church, then send somebody from here and let them go with their family to go and leave that. You, the main, the pivotal guy, the spear, you don't need. It's a waste of. I keep telling them, but they don't understand and they don't listen until they travel, they go and waste 10 years. And by the time they waste 10 years, they are not really established there, but they have lost a lot of grounds here. So they are neither there. Yeah. Scattered thinking. In other words, the whole principle is consistency. Persistency, consistency, and it has to be, oh yeah. You know, I have seen the work we are doing here. I see a lot of consistency in it. Most of the things that I saw us doing under the shed, we still do them now. Many years after, many people started crusades, they've stopped. Many people, churches that started crusades. I can tell you so many crusade churches. You know, crusade church, pa! And crusade. But I see consistency. Our crusades, Christ to the rural world. Apart from that, now we brought in, you know, Day of Help, and Day of Help have been consistent. And, you know, I sit back because I did, I'm a building technologist by profession, so I did quantity survey in the line. And so I can sit back and I can quantify what we are doing on the grounds of the Day of Help, and I can, because in quantity survey, you do valuation. And so I can evaluate, I can put the whole thing into an evaluation, and I can, you know, take stock and see that the budget on this thing, oh, see, this year, son diamond sat on one day of help and kiyewe. Astokumuna. Kiyewe. Yeah. Yes, skapa. You go Independence Square from Hosa. Skapa. Yeah. Mattresses, brackets, rice, gari, and all that kind of thing, wheelchairs and medication. When I look at the stream of medication, the classes of antibiotics that are on the tables, you know, the basic ones, they're like the amoxiclabs and all that kind of thing. These are sophisticated, you know, be a bacteria, an infection, it will be, and it knocks them down, tim, and there you are free. Fast. And I'm looking at all that, and all that are on table for free. One of the Day of Hell, we brought surgeons on site. On site. On site. On site. Focus thinking. Oh yeah. I can see some bright minds thinking. Even though it's church. But yeah, now they're not going to hear people like get it wrong, and it really amazes me, because you can look at this church and replicate the principles to your business and it will thrive. How many churches are thriving like this one? Let's put the years of this church to other churches that are in the same class of this year. You know how many we don't. Do you know the number of church auditoriums on this complex? I'm telling you, how many churches? I saw him in a new auditorium where young guy, and me about the entire year. And then they will start flashing the flashy cars. Then the flashy cars come. It's a mediocre thinking. Let me buy a big car, then everybody knows that I'm successful. And I think you see it all over in the business stream. You see it all over. I'm going to first move big time to the point that it even in church here, you must see. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. One thing I'm crying. Range Rover. It is not the same. Nyamishlawa, enjoy it. It is not the same. But when we have misplaced and miscalculated priorities, then there is a problem. There is a problem. Like the way this country have misplaced priorities. Hey! Misplaced priorities. A country that cannot even, who call, you know, a place in my, where I come from. In Koko, there is a village called Abipotia, and there are schools, still schools in Abipotia, that their table is a cement block. Table, the child is kneeling and writing on the cement block. And our guys are, you know, in a fleet of V8 vehicles all over the place. Yeah, yeah, and we said, yeah, yeah, shada since you knew it. Initiate misplaced priorities. I'm telling you. So focused thinking. You know that if you buy that house now, you will plunge the business into anarchy. So why don't you become focused and allow time? And you will be crying about it. And you will be in a beca. You will know that the time has come. I remember, you know, all the stories my father shared during many of his marriage anniversaries, you know, how they started up and how church started. And sometimes Papa Stephen Stanley can be at the back of a pickup because they have been given a lift by a church member who had a pickup and only one member had a car. And so they give church Papa lift, they take them and all that. And, you know, but now that is history. Sabreno, if we try to do any of the things that we were doing, it would have been like a child who was trying to walk or run. Abrawinyan tenase. And you will see ni bitutu fili say we ni bitutu. We ni bitutu. That is what it will be. Number three. We have to shift from impossibility thinking to possibility thinking. I cannot do it. Stop saying it. Because the moment you even say it, demonic entities are listening. Impossibility thinking must become possibility thinking. I mean, there are so many things that, because especially when you are listening to people who have failed in certain areas and they tell you that, I remember when I went to England, my uncle told me, Hanu Abano, if you see the police, run. First advice, when you see the police coming, run. Then I asked, for what? Because all my life, from person be I pepper penti ni pe bi anywhere as him sro no. Insro prison means ro wo means ro cell means ro court means ro nothing. And mu bi anye. So my uncle is telling me when you hear the siren run. My uncle was in the house and I brought a Ferrari into the house. And then he said, "Oh the assembly breme." And I'm saying, "Amen's over." Bruni ne huno me mission come ne Bruni ne come mission abem no ama me Ferrari. I'm the car na befi. Oka efu tu no ame de ma ame simuni ewe me prosi for di na mso na me be kwa me for pro station beside my direction because those days there were no sat nav navigators. So my strategy was I would drive to the police station and I'll ask for direction. My uncle was shocked that I could go to the police station and ask direction. Na mo prosi for my human say. Me ma be kromo ami hunu kwai na mo motete ha my human say. Na ke prosi ni we kwankyerfo.
caution them. I had the young growth with the old boy, yeah, complain and yeah, bet you. We are complain and yeah, bet you. Yen chini pasa. You can caution them and let them go. Most of the people in the Sound prisons must be cautioned and allowed to go home. I'm telling you. And people are met yam ponche, will be aware. Mumu sen, amuti amun yamuma, amina, enkwe mum ponchina. Huh? People are maybe I'm punching you on my cook or back a man of 5 years imprisonment. I go back with you and punch me and 12 years, 4 years for a punch back and all. And the real thieves are in suit in time working. And we gladly call them honorable. Gladly we call them honorable. Hallelujah. So possibility thing, we need to think that it's going to be possible. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes when you start business and you see great guys who have gone ahead of you, you may feel like one of them say you are not part of the whole game. But despite not little beginnings, despite not humble beginnings, your beginning may be small, but your latter end, my God, shall greatly increase. Oh yeah. Number four. We need to shift from popular opinion thinking to reflective thinking. Popular opinion thinking is when people, this is how it should be done. And you begin to think on those lines. A popular opinion. You know, these days when the Lord gives me a message and after prayer and all that, one time I was preaching on the television. My mother watched the program. And then right after the TV program, she called me and said, I just finished watching one of your programs on TV. And I said, how was it? He said, it was very bad. And I said, how bad? He said, you were too harsh. You were too, you know, blunt. You were too, and I'm saying, hey. Invite me to your church. Hallelujah. A popular opinion. Our preaching, could be standing at one end and the whole world is standing at the other. It doesn't matter. Because if I look at what I'm preaching, it's not popular. It doesn't make you popular. It doesn't make you whatever, and all that kind of. It doesn't make people hail you. It doesn't make people run after you and all that kind of thing. But what I realize in it is that truth sells. Truth itself. Yeah. So don't follow popular opinion thinking. Especially when you are going, when I do it this way, society will say, oh, please don't go there. If you really want to thrive in business, look at the Wright brothers. It wasn't popular opinion thinking. They wanted to fly. It is just like I'm trying to say, Apostle Kwajo Safo have invented an aircraft. And I saw the aircraft flying at Dakuma. All that you will tell me, all that you will be saying is that. But the Wright brothers, they tried Natiaboho, they tried Natiaboho, they tried Natiaboho. Finally, it flew. Not popular opinion. You need to try again. Reflective. And that is why, sometimes you need to be alone. Wives and husbands should know that in marriage, sometimes we have what we call me time. Me time. And yet, the beatitare. Give me space. Sometimes for 1 hour, for 2 hours, my father will tell you that playing golf is me time.
playing golf. It's reflective. Golf is one of the games that can make you think. See, that is why all the classes of people who play it, you know, are the top guys. They are the big boys. Yeah. Thinking. You meet the CEO. If you've been chasing anybody you can't meet, go to the golf course, you meet them. Without protocol, without whatever, you meet them. When Kofi Annan was alive, you could meet him at the golf course. You can meet, you know, His Majesty Uchumfose II the second. You can meet him at the golf course. But if I go to Menjia right now, hey, who played here? I remember, you know, when Otunfor mothers died and they were performing the funeral, one of the journalists went to the place to cover the thing, and then they said to him, whoa, yeah, bo koko, no nsia uba hai bi chewti. Very clear. No nsia maha. Clear. But if I want to see His Majesty, I just have to go to the golf course. Not, you know, no, don't do that. Just go with your clubs. You know, your handkerchief is right there and, in your pocket. With your club very ready. Simple. That is where we share ideas. Easily, you will be speaking to His Majesty, and you will be sure that His Majesty can tell you, "Me was a speed dancer, why? Yeah, brother, I'm checking man, you know, wait to me, crowd, choke, man, yeah, you be a why, you know, you're golfers, you know, golfers." I'm telling you, can easily do that, and whilst you are doing that, you are reflecting. Because the beer that goes on the golf course is calculative and reflective. You're calculating, you know, and they translate that kind of thinking to their business. They translate that calculation to their desk. Something they trying to, they brainstorm, they don't get it. They leave it, they go to the golf course. And then they are, you know, hole number three, hole number four. By the time they do nine holes, they are thinking. By the time they come back from the golf course, they have a solution. Reflective thinking. Sometimes your husband should give you space to think. I know that, you know, it is an abomination for me to say this in Africa. And then we live in a cosmopolitan city, and environment is a, the days of housewives are over. Huh? You can have the money and decide to take care of me. What if you have stroke? Who pays the bills? We need to fly to Germany. Somebody must be paying the bills. Marrying people and putting them there is over. Now we have Christian, godly, career women, serious thinkers. They are doing business. And those women need time to reflect. They need to reflect on, I need to get it together. You know, is there a watch or a clock? Would leave me with a watch, without a watch? Good. Thank you very much. Reflective thinking. And these same principles can be applied to relationship, to marriage, to parenting, and everything. It works. Ministry. Reflective thinking. I don't think that all these things came osmotically, by osmosis, or by some random drastic. No. Somebody reflected for months to get this done. We will put this here, we will put that here, we will put everything. You come to this church and you see meticulous order in this place. This is there, that is there, this is there. And so I say, as marketing, we will be umuda. And so I say, you know, look at the headroom. Look at the headroom in this place. It creates a different ambience. It creates, you know, a different. And so be brown maokwa natural light. We nya. I want say kusu. We see ya. We see ya. We wa. We wa. We abana. We boha. Baku boha. Baku nso boha. We ye your year of abundance. We ye your year of multiplication. And omni adie annual harvest target. Ni adie abosu omni adie. Sani emeni na no. When I look at it, it tells me what is in the mind of the leader. Oh yeah. What is in the mind of, I was watching one of the, this business breakfast. My father was preaching. I follow. My father was preaching. And one of the things he talked about is don't eat in your office. You attract pests. In Quranin tefre, beba officer. Ebeba nuwa bai wachim. Umfe niya granitali anopa. Send out your business. Everyone who can flat red and change. I'm speaking to her. Yeah, this is a new generation. We'll be on more the business about what you watch your senses are going you serious. Did you fear? And now baby for office is for business. It's for business. And then see a baby, you know, upon Jen crack your hook. There be no aqua fair refreshing at be what say no because upon Jen Kragan be fra a refreshing and create another scent. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 5. Shift from impulsive thinking to innovative thinking. Impulsive thinking is when our emotions have gone ahead of us. And that those kind of thinkings goes on a lot in relationship. Oh, hi, baby girl. Oh, me silly. No. Impulsive thinking to innovative thinking. Don't let your emotions go before you. You know, especially women, if we're doing business, then we need to take away pettiness. Business, yes, in business, I have seen great businessmen, and their style of business is amazing. Many times I have spoken to Father Dixon, the MD of the Despite Media Group. Now, when I meet him and I say, Father, I salute us of Mpacho. My catch will say, Uku mi na kotu a meda form filise, wuni nya minipa. The revenue the young man commands and his level of humility and his all to do business. I'm telling you, all to remember, pija, CEO, me bentimu, who is emu, sorry, kwemu. No. This young man I mentioned is, the level of revenue the guy commands, you have no idea. But if you see him, his level, Oh, she'll be a bringing business. Yes, a master. Oh, no, mama. Yes, a master. Pacho, and then Pacho tell us, you know, let's talk business. And this is how their business is thriving. Casa the compliments, how to, you know, and all that kind of thing. Innovation, bring it up. We need it. Hello, how are you? And you know, if you see these real guys like Richard Branson, anytime Virgin is flying and he's on board, he will be serving as a flight attendant. CEO will push a trolley. Chicken, fish, vegetarian, please, ma'am. Can I serve? Yeah, you see, CEO, senior. You see, you're opposite.
I think it was a World Cup or some tournament. I can't remember which tournament it was. Possibly it was a World Cup. Romania, or say Armenia, or say whatever, Slovenia, whatever the country was. Their president was in economy class. I'm waiting the day African leaders, Croatia, without bodyguards. By the time you need bodyguards, Bokunta will need Bibu. Croatia president, do you know? And when in the man for Asia will pray more. Hey, Minyam, see a Beshaw, Yabesha, press, Messiah Beshaw, and all that. They are all in. She's in Jesse. And when she goes even to the stadium, she doesn't sit at the VVIP lounge. She goes to join the people, his people, among the people. Hey, Nike, come with you. Yeah, yeah. Why name to Obama? We? Me. Croatia, innovation. Our guys are not smart. If you look at Nigerian businesses and Ghanaian business, Nigerians are smarter. Oh yeah, the guys are too sharp. Nigerian does not mind to reduce the price of this thing and have a little margin of profit and have a massive turnover. And the building has been sitting there for 3 solid years. Nobody has rented it because they are looking for $2,000 apartment and a diner pro. Now you have stuck your investment. And the bad thing is that at the time you were building the thing, cement price has doubled as of now. Iron rust gone up. So you are wasting the investment because you will not have value for money. Say 2,000, you grab to so 4,000 because at the end where you're in Nyadia, Binya. And the building is there, and I drive past it all the time. Because the micro phone in the business has said, profiting it should be kakrebi. And the more. I'm telling you, when you look at Turkish, Indians, Lebanese, Syrians, those guys, if you are looking for people, apart from our indigenous people that are doing massive, these are the people controlling issues. They are controlling issues. They control. When these people are crying, Nigerians are taking our businesses and fine. And then I won't say Syrians and Indians are taking our business. These guys can shut our economy down. I'm telling you, these guys can shut our economy down. Most of them have been given tax holidays. They don't pay taxes. Because the number of people that have been employed, number of people, properties that have been rented, the government sees them as an asset. You don't touch them. You touch them, you're going down. Those are the people that collapse Zimbabwe's economy. The ones they shut down, you are down. Zimbabwe was the biggest producer of maize on this continent. As I'm speaking to you, they import. And that is what it is. So my point is very simple. Innovate, be innovative. People can innovate to the point that these Lebanese and Syrians, they can even go to the point of changing their names. What's your name, Amowusu? Uwusu. Saying, oh yeah, I was shocked. One time we were looking for, because of where our church is, we've been trying to get one of the factories in the industrial area to relocate church. And at the time when we wanted to relocate the church, we got one big warehouse and big compound, and we made an offer. We said, okay, $1 million. The guy said, we should come and meet the real guy. And we went, and then he hinted me that $1 million is too small. I said, $1 million? Would you know when $1 million? If you saw my amigo, when $1 million? And then he said, no, but because the guys bought it at $2 million, and so they want $2.4 million. The property belonged to the Malcolm Group. They have a lot of properties. Oh, loads of them. And then when, the guy, Lebanese, he just came off the car. I was, hey, Jack, I was saying. I was shocked. My hand was just like this. Bronio. Hey, Jack, I was saying. I was saying, Chiamia. The guys are innovative too much. Born here, went to school here, and property has been handed over to him. Now he's dealing business. Otenkrai, otiki, otia igbe. Eh, aga otekrobo. Lebanese. Shame ni mai. Mujumi. Mujumi from you. I didn't know. Yeah, tia will be kuran tenkrai. Ya wo wonkra. Hey, Minia, you need to stretch. Share. You need to stretch. You want to deal with lands, won't think right? Hey! And then we go and then, and you are sitting and you don't understand anything. They are going to put clauses in this thing. And you, oh, my lawyers are going to, oh dear, Tinahoya lawyer. Tinahoya lawyer. Innovative thinking. Need to stretch and put yourself in it. I'm telling you, if we really want to up our game in this business thing, say a good amen. Amen. Number six. We need to shift from solo thinking to dialectical thinking. Solo thinking to dialectical means shared or corporate thinking. How do we do this? Let's get all the people on board. And here I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't trust somebody, the person cannot be part of your inner core team. When you'll be near, you fire the person. We need to get people on board. It's so amazing that you can have husbands who don't even trust wives. Something must be wrong, oh. The day, if you don't trust this person, they shouldn't be part of it. I said, they are part. I said, no. Corporate thinking. Let's think. We need to pay this thing by this time and all that. How do we raise this money? Share thinking. Let's deal with that. Number seven, we need to shift from drastic thinking to strategic thinking. Decisions that are random, no? We need to watch it. From drastic thinking to strategic thinking. Think strategically. What are the ramifications of this decision? What are the consequences of this choice? We need to think. Please, before thinking. Look at these people that put their money to this church, and the church, as you know, I don't know where the monies have gone to and all that kind of thing. I know that Christians don't want us to even talk about it. And say, you need to be praying for your brother, a pastor. That is why we've been warning you guys for a long time. Stay away from every ungodly deal. Because the business environment is very hostile. Monies can disappear. Like that. Disappear. We need to understand the way money works, Pastor Elijah. Because money swells and money ebbs. Sika etu. And sika corona it shrinks. Oh, your papa, sika will shrink overnight. Everybody who is on the forex market, you can make $1 million now and lose it in 1 hour. Just in an hour. It's very hostile environment. Now, people just want to, and I look at all these investment guys, they gather money, a lot of it. You know, one of the young army officers came to my office, also put his money into the church investment, and, he's got 500,000 in it. And I go like, hey, son out here, army officer, you have 500,000
and you give to somebody to invest it for you, minu emu oha. Ujina ye ni mu oha. Emu oha. Enkesi cheme ho, cheme ho, cheme ho, cheme ho, wakasua. Ghana's housing deficit is over 3 million. It simply means that we need 3 million houses in Accra, for in Ghana, for ubia hon haino. Kesi cheme ho, cheme ho, cheme ho. Bosumi biyanu akwe jiusika. Anasefama 1 year pe e jiusika. I tell you, you can turn the thing just in by the instance of the first payment. We want to sit down, yampe breno sweat and thinking and taking the risk and all that somebody should take the risk. Shka elaji. The money is gone. Incoming. And then now I look at some of the videos and the people like Garabasha, no weapon forming. God does not listen to those useless prayers. We break every demonic attack. This is not an attack. This is negligence. This is a carelessness. This is recklessness. Period. How close that chamber to us. Yeah. It's 12 o'clock. And grow four tom ponche. Ponche munti. I know a young man. Ofri. Mikurum kwetia. And ponche nkwa. Because America nomni a dear home ponche no. What the young cracker no and so say ye no. And so the guy, I'm serious, the guy exports mponche from here. And he sells to Ghanaian shops. He takes it to an abattoir, dresses it nicely, and sells it, you know. Now, koko he, mponche £1. From $40, $50, £1. But $40, me here, name fan compare £1, why you turn around me here. Tansana obi wwe bi yare no. Na mimi kuru mune ino ne dempo nchini koi. Ade odi usika kwa tuwe. You say, bosome omobe mame 10%. That is why men's goals to customers are bleeding. Ne bompa ye mamu debi ya. I will never pretend that there are no men's goals customers here. I will never pretend. Obe tiye na skana kwa kwa shimu ya mikasa machile wa. Afi ansana wye. Huh? Jews are, in terms of the ethnic group on the face of the earth that have been wealthy for a very long time, are Jews. Even Jews don't give 10% per calendar month. I'm gonna afford it. I can't 10% here. Do you know why? Do you ask my make it? Do you tell mommy? Do you ask them? So you know what I'm saying? My way, I mean, so you know, praise the Lord. We want to first thank God right after the Thanksgiving. I'm going to ask you to bring out all the elements, all tokens, the metaphors, what we have brought concerning our enterprise. But we want to thank God for how far he has brought us. That no matter what it is, I know a particular financial institution that I pray with. And anytime I meet them and we're talking, I tell them, I thank God that no matter the turbulence, you are still here. No matter the difficulties, you are still here. But God has been too generous and kind to you.
Can you lift your right hand and begin to worship? Just give him thanks that no matter what it is, no matter how hostile it is. Come on.
We thank you this morning, Lord. We give you praise. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the illumination. Thank you for the enlightenment. We give you praise for a word. A word in season. Thank you for your word and the light of your word shine in darkness and darkness comprehending not.
Can I ask you, whatever you do, your elements, your metaphor, whatever that represents what you do, let's bring them out. We want to now, we will prophesy over it. When we finish, we'll bring it to the altar and then we'll speak a benediction over them and anoint them. Whatever you do, whatever it is, your metaphor is fine. If you didn't come with anything, you could use your phone because it's transactional. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a beautiful scripture. I will read to you and then we will start. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 90 verse 17. Psalm 90 and verse 17. Psalm 90 and the Bible said, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. That word beauty comes from the word favor. Charis, grace, comes from that word. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. We want to now prophesy over everything you came with. We don't want to joke with it at all. In the name of Jesus, lift it up before the Lord. Spread it out before God. In the name of Jesus. Come on.
We lift up the tokens for representing our businesses and the work of our hands. We ask for your favor. labor, oh God, upon the work of our hands. Labor, Brandorobo, Shadi, and Salaba, Papa, labor, Paddy, and Salaba, that thou establish the work of our hands, the work of our hands, establish thou, oh God, Badiki, and Tabula, labor, Paddy, and Tanya, and Salaba, Yandorobo, Shadi, and Salaba, Badiki, and Tanya, Makapa, let the favor of the Lord call upon the works of our hands. Let the Lord establish us. Let there be establishment even in the work of our hands. Let us pray for the work of our hands. Let us pray divine favor, Lord. Divine establishment on every side of our work. Let us pray for the work of our hands. Let us pray for the work of our hands. Favor, Lord, establishment,
Divine favor, divine establishment, but thou shalt establish the work of our hands, the work of our hands, thou establish it, and then the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands, in the fire back of let the beauty of the Lord come upon the work of our hands, beautify our work, favor our work. We rise in heaven. Let the favor of the Lord fall on the work of our hands. Stability, establishment.
In the name of Jesus,
we come against every demonic obstruction, against this business and enterprise. We declare that no weapon formed against you,
yes Lord,
will ever prosper. Nothing will impede you.
In the
nothing
name
will
of
obstruct you.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody lift up prayer against every demonic.
We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We stand in place as blood was sanctified, children and businessmen and women. And we declare in the name of Jesus, we resist the operations of the enemy. We oppose the agenda of the against our business. We come against against territorial demons. We come against principalities. We come against intellectual manipulative forces. We come against demonic cartels. Monopolizing forces. Forces of darkness that oppose the work of the saints. Regulations and vaccinations. Pilots, conventions, hotels and groups, organization, Macatuna, Lake Cavatia, Malapa, Paya Paya Bacaba, Italabella Bacaba, Ela Payaba. We come by the blood, we come by the word, we come by the efficacy of the word. Ekabosaba, we are greater, we override. Lake Cabrantalia Macaba, Lake Palosia Bacaba. That is against us, contrary to our blessings. We nail it on the cross. He that is sending us, he the same that ascended us. And when he ascended us, he let captivity captivity. We make public spectacle of the forces of darkness. He let we overcome every hurdle. We overcome every limitation. We overcome every force of darkness that seeks to oppose, obstruct, and resist the flow of the Spirit of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because of time, I would love us to do it this way so that it can run very quickly. I want us to send the oil all around. Dip your hand in the oil and anoint whatever metaphor you brought. Then we can start the prophetic declaration and then we can quickly close because our time is up. You know, so, Miriam Pacho, can you bring the oil, my father, to touch it first, number one, and then let's take it all around and then, you know, we touch. Even if we can have another bowl or something, we can quickly make it quick again. Then we can. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. God bless you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Can you serve the man of God? And then let's take it around. Everybody, you take one side. The man of God also take another side. You know, and then we can quickly dip your hand and then touch. You can anoint yourself as well. And then we can start the prophetic declaration. Our time. It's up. We close at 12. We've gone beyond 12. So let's. Whilst they are going round, we can, you know, place the oil upon your enterprise or your metaphor on your head and then begin to prophesy over your business. Begin to prophesy for divine openings, divine favors, opportunities. We prophesy the blessing of God. We prophesy in the name of Jesus. Girosa, rante kereres, pare ashka. Siara ba antota, kare askira, rante lele. Tila karada. Santa, come on. We declare opportunities. We declare openings. Come on, come on. Gia shala paria antala paria asina radala shandala ipali baba paria aska ipali baba paria ikala radala rapara paria ali paraba pandie yaba telele bokosha lipani mini mesia ratote siala repara bosia paria Palia, Rabosan, Dadababa, Ribosan, Dadababa, Padia, Tudela, Rabaraba, Sapada, Yatala, Mahandi, Yatala, Pada, Ratolo, Ribosan, Yatulia, he better, Pobra, Haria, Rianaba, Nipanda, Rabba, Nishanela, Rabba, Padia, Tabaya, Padia, Padaba, Padia, Padaba, 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 Padaba,
Now, can you lay your hand on the metaphor and let's, Father, in the name of Jesus, this business breakfast convention is before your throne. Now we declare prophetically upon everybody here present and everybody that is watching us online. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Small beginnings and humble beginnings. Your word says we should not despise it. Now let the prophecy go ahead of us in the name of Jesus and pave the way. Spirit of God, angel of this commission, go ahead of these mighty men and women and pave ways. Let the benediction, the barak, the Arshal, the Makarios come upon these your children. Let supernatural acceleration, let favor beyond their own imagination, let the spread out over their lives in the name of Jesus. Now I prophesy in Jesus name an open heavens over every business in the name of Jesus. An open heavens. You will never struggle, you will never lack, you will never one, you will never be displaced, you will never be disappointed, you will never be disillusioned in the name of Jesus. I pray the mind of Christ over you and over your business. As a great thinker as Jesus was, I ask the grace to think and the grace to innovate, the grace for skills in the name of Jesus over you and over your business, over your workers, employees. I prophesy in the name of Jesus over your partners. I declare over your suppliers. I declare over the people that awards your contracts. I declare in the name of Jesus that you will find favor with God and with them in Jesus precious name. You will never be denied an opportunity. A contract will never be denied you. Every door that will be in your interest, I prophesy it be open unto you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the word of the Lord that every door that will destroy you, may the Lord never open that door. Any partner that will want to exploit you, may you never come in contact with them. I decree prophetically, let supernatural speed, acceleration hit you this afternoon. May you accelerate in the name of the Lord Jesus. Something that should be done in 2 years, may you do it in 2 weeks. Let the speed of God come upon you like never before. By the oil on your head, I declare prophetically in the name of the Lord Jesus, there shall be openings, there shall be ease, there shall be accessibilities, there shall be opportunities, there shall be doors open up for you in Jesus name. Now I prophesy good health. Oh, you, it shall be well with you. Sickness will not be your portion. It shall not be in your space. You will never be hit down. The grace of God will be your portion. You will be in good health and you shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, as you look for financiers, I declare that these are kingdom financiers. They will finance the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, you will never lack revenue. As he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall you receive provisions. You shall be protected. You will never die before your time. Another will not take your portion. What your hands have begun, your hands also shall accomplish.
in Jesus' precious name. Go in favor and in the presence of God.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.